you may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
And welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios located right here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast live every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Thank you so much, Global Star. Of course, we're simulcast on BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio. And you can watch us live and by archive on our YouTube channel. Links to each audio and video broadcasting venue can be found, of course, at our home base. On the internet at HagmanandHagman.com. We've got two websites, HagmanReport.com. That's for news. Well, that's for show prep, news information, and analysis, of course. Bookmark both websites. HagmanandHagman.com for show information, HagmanReport.com for news and information, of course. Now, tonight we've got a wonderful show for you planned out. We're going to be going through a lot of news. Now, because of some scheduling changes and some other things, we're not going to be taking your phone calls. However, we do have a couple of people are going to be stopping by, and we're going to be getting into that later, okay? Portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by healthmasters.com. Folks, I want to remind everyone, the Doug 5, the 5% sale, it ends tomorrow at midnight. Doug 5, healthmasters.com. Folks, go to healthmasters.com. Check your inventory of nutritional supplements. If you are low, or if you are going to be low, use Doug 5, D-O-U-G, and the number 5 at checkout. That gives you 5% off all products. Folks, the response to that has been fantastic. Now, it ends tomorrow. And after talking with Ted, I'm not sure when there will be another promotion. So please take advantage of healthmasters.com and the coupon code health or Doug 5, D-O-U-G 5, healthmasters.com, Doug 5. A couple of things before Joe comes on, I just want to touch base with everyone. You know, my heart is troubled today. Now, we've got so much to get into, but my heart is troubled in a number of different ways tonight. And I know that a lot of people are feeling a lot of the oppressiveness, I suppose, tonight, and they've been feeling it, and it's really been coming and increasing. It's increasing like you can't believe. Along with the oppression comes danger. Danger, Will Robinson, right? Well, I really feel in my heart that we are entering into a period of time right now where the danger factor for the United States is extreme, but more importantly, the danger factor for Christians, for Jews, for conservatives, social conservatives, constitutionalists, anti-abortion, or shall I say pro-life, and pro-Second Amendment. Those people, we've got big targets on our back. And there are so many things right now, so much information coming forth that, well, just to give you an example, the FEC, the federal, well, the FEC had waged sanctions or attempted to wage sanctions against Fox News. Now, regardless of what you think about Fox News, I don't care. The FEC said, hey, wait a minute. We're going to punish you, Fox News. Did you see that? Fox was targeted by the FEC.
In the first ever FEC vote against a vote in secret, not to mention.
Yes.
And this, you know, the Washington Examiner sums it up nicely in their first paragraph. Finally making good on long harbored anger at the conservative media, Democrats on the Federal Election Commission voted in secret to punish Fox News sponsorship of a Republican presidential debate, using an obscure law to charge the network with helping those on stage. It is the first time in history that members of the FEC voted to punish a media outlet's debate sponsorship. It follows several years of Democratic threats against conservative media and websites like the Drudge Report.
Now, Joe, before you go any further, I had a great conversation with the editor of Canada Free Press today, Judy McLeod. The censorship on social media, or by social media, the censorship that is taking place all across the internet against conservatives and against Christians and against those people who are attempting to get the truth out there has never been greater in the history, in her history of the internet. Now, this conversation, you know, things are taking place, Joe. I mean, we knew this, and this is not news to most, obviously. But let me tell you something, okay? When you get the Federal Election Commission voting in secret and splitting along partisan lines, of course, in this case, the right-left paradigm is really no longer. I mean, we know that. Maybe we should say along globalist lines.
They're drawing the lines.
Yes.
There's, you know, there was a publication in the Foreign Relations magazine by an elitist saying it's time to go to war against the angry, dumbed down populace.
and here's why my heart is heavy. Well, let me back up and I'll just throw some personal information in here too. It's interesting because how I was awakened this morning. Now, I don't set an alarm clock. I usually wake up at well before dawn, in the middle of the night, some people would say, and I'm up. But I was awakened by an explosion, the sound of an explosion outside of my home. And it shook the house, and I thought, wait a minute, you know, I thought, man, did, you know, something hit our house or what? And, I happened to be sleeping in another room, and my wife had run out, and she said, hey, what was that? And of course,
my dad was chewing on the power lines.
Yeah. Well, what happened was this. It was a transformer that, electric transformer that blew up just not too far from us, and it took the power out. So the reason I mentioned that is that's kind of the it set the mood, my mood for the day, And it was kind of a weird sensation to hear this, literally an explosion, and then be in the dark. Well, it was in the dark basically, but be in the dark, and then of course seeing the glow of a burning electrical transformer not too far away. And that's kind of, I guess, not only did that set the mood, but to me that is kind of where we're at as a nation. For most people, and the reason I bring this up, because most people are going to be awakened in that fashion. There's going to be an explosion, metaphorically speaking, perhaps, or maybe not. And they're going to be in the dark and running out wondering what the heck happened. This after our program and programs like ours attempting to educate the public and the populace. But another thing that came across my desk today, and folks, I wrote an article about TW Waveflight 800, specifically kind of summarizing talking about some high points of the in-studio interview with Jack Cashel last Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday. And the blowback I received, the blowback Canada Free Press received on this article, unprecedented. Absolutely unprecedented. And why it's so important, it's an indictment in the larger sense. It's more than the death of 230 people, although that's critically important. But the larger picture here, it's an indictment of Hillary Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton. It's an indictment of the criminal cabal that exists inside the Beltway. It's an indictment against James Kallstrom, the one-time head of the New York FBI office and now the talking pundit head on Fox News. It's an indictment on everyone who wants to snuff out the truth. Folks, the playbook for 800, Flight 800, is the same as Benghazi. I find it interesting, too, that the number of pages on the Benghazi report came in at 800, five parts. And we're going through that report line by line. But
yeah, you've been working hard on that.
Yeah. Here's the issue, folks. From what I saw, from the blowback from the article, you see, Canada Free Press, the reason I direct people there, I mean, you can read it on HagmanReport.com and print it out from there and have it from there. But Canada Free Press, they allow comments. Well, excuse me, whereas we don't, because we don't have the staff or the time to police the comments. Or when I say police, make sure there's
police.
There's no. I mean, anytime you have the trolls, the
cyber Obama cyber warriors,
and trust me when I tell you that, you know, every second message will be a foul language troll, you know, robotic, or you know, hey, you make $10,000 by, you know, whatever. But it's a lot of work, and we don't have the staff for that. So having said all of that, Canada Free Press allows that, and of course they've got the ability to handle the comments and make sure there's no foul language used or whatever. There were some things, comments made, and there were comments made that are no longer there, and we know who made them. We know who made them, and we trace them back. Well, when you trace them back, the deception, I'll just say this, the deception by the people who are in power, the deception by the people who are at the periphery and at the epicenter of that investigation and others like that. The people who you think are on the side of good, trying to expose the criminality of the elites. They're not. They are not. Sometimes the enemy inside the gate is worse than the enemy outside of the gate. But the reason I bring this up is because this particular article, and this has nothing to do with me personally or professionally or whatever, except that it has everything to do with the subject matter. It has everything to do with the exposure of this. And to those few couple of individuals who have sent me messages about this particular article, you wait until I talk about Vince Foster. You wait until the Benghazi situation. I talk about that as well. And go ahead, make your comments. But see, folks, it's a lie. It's a continuing course of criminal conduct. The other thing that is very close, adheres to what I'm talking about as well. I truly believe, after a lot of research today, talking with Joe and doing a lot of things, we as Americans, specifically conservative Christians, today are facing the gravest danger in the history, in modern history. We're targets. And you might say, well, that's not news.
Well, you know, targets of who? Who's targeting us? According to the renegade in chief and the secretary of state, you know, ISIS is on the run.
Right. Well, I'm not, you know what? It's not ISIS I'm worried about. It's the facilitators, the creators of ISIS, the globalists inside the Beltway.
Yeah.
And it's, you see, no one's been punished for Fast and Furious. No one's been punished for, everything from
Chris Stevens.
Yeah, everything from Benghazi. I mean, every act of lawlessness that we have experienced over the last couple of decades has been unpunished. The last time any official sanctions of any merit, of any meaning, was Watergate. And that didn't go as deep as it needed to go. But today, no punishment. There are people now that have chosen sides. There are people in the alternative media, meaning the new media, the independent media, who have chosen sides and have sold out and have become enemies of the truth.
That's right. And it's not just this generation of people who have sold their souls for fortune, for fame.
Well, it is with regard to the independent media and the internet.
Well, with the new technology comes new ways to deceive, but we know that it is the same evil powers and principalities in the spiritual realm who are just using the people of today who are willing to sell their soul to continue Satan's agenda of bringing in the end times, you know, from ancient Babylon to ancient Rome. We see the system of politics, the economy, and spirituality continue to be redefined, reoriented, reintroduced into a system of control, complete control, with the ultimate objective of your soul, the loss of your soul. And we are distracted from that main point when I say distracted, I say in a sense of distracted by real problems. But how many of these problems are created in order to be a distraction? When you have your, when you're so busy looking, whether it's at any one of these scandals that we see our political leaders involved in, from Benghazi to the ISIS and Arab Spring to the economic side of things, one thing that we never hear about in the news is the spiritual battle.
Nor will you.
Exactly.
Nor will you hear about
it. And that's the point. They want us so bogged down and so busy, so working so hard to keep what we have, working so hard to get a truth out about something that in the grand scheme of things plays a role but stays away from the main objective. And no, you won't hear about it.
That's right.
But it is startling. It's a work that was started in the plains of Shinar, as Dr. Lake has.
That's
in the
right.
Shinar director.
And please, ladies and gentlemen, really seek understanding of what happened on the plains of Shinar. Dr. Michael Lake does really paint that. I mean, you paint a great picture. Steve Quayle talks about it. Tom Horn talks about it. Chris Putnam talks about it. But you have to understand, the New World Order is merely the Old World Order 2.0.
Right. So, the Old World Order, the first one world government, was a Babylonian system. The New World Order, in biblical terms, is a Babylonian system also. It's mystery Babylon.
Right. I just want to also mention this. It's heavy on my heart, and I've been talking. For an individual to come out of obscurity and retirement, a source of mine, and say, look, we need to talk, and we need to talk now, and not to be not reckless, but to be somewhat uncaring about being identified, because we all know that the telephones are monitored, conversations are monitored.
Yeah, to Zbigniew Brzezinski's book about autocracies, totalitarianism, and democracy, he talks about the only safe form of, and this book was written in the 50s and 60s, second edition, the only safe form of communication even back then was word of mouth.
And that is what will happen soon,
yep.
Shortly. I will be
today.
Taking a walk. Well, hang on a second, Joe. I'm going to be taking a walk with this source.
And the standard operating procedure will be no electronic devices. I mean, you take your watch off, leave your phone.
And there's also...
And it's still not guaranteed
that
it will be private or not. That the ability to listen in is there. You know, we don't know what power these satellites have and these different weird towers that are going up all over towns, and the really just the way things work in the universe, the electronic nature, the magnetic nature. Josh Tawley in the Watchmen conference talked about technology where you can send whole shows, like 3-hour shows, through a laser beam, a quick flash of light of information through a laser beam. You can send countless amounts of data. I'm sure there is just as many ways to acquire what would seem to be, private conversations, the same way that they could, spread that much information privately.
Well, exactly. Now, I was given some information today, in a manner that I'm not going to describe the manner, but I was given some information today, and the information very general. Time was limited. Time was short. I was directed into some things, some areas that I have to look into before I have the secondary meeting. But my what was said to me, I was urged to caution everyone out there. that the headlines are going to change dramatically. You're going to see some things happen if the globalist players have their way. You're going to see the headlines, the political headlines specifically, be a lot different in a few months. Could be as soon as a few weeks than they are today. Now, you've got to read between the lines. You've got to read between the lines what I'm telling you. And that is going to start civil unrest like you've never experienced it in this country. That civil unrest will require each and every person who feels the need to obtain and lawfully carry a weapon. And I'm being very serious about this, because there is a danger out there that is looming right before us. Hang on. Stand by. Sorry about that. I had to.
We're bringing on Chance from American Survival Wholesale, and we are still trying to get a hold of him. So
yeah,
when we do, we will.
Anyway, please understand what I'm saying to you. Things are going to be extremely volatile.
There's some weird things going on. Some things that people need to keep their eye on. We see the Brexit seems to, at least from the elite's perspective, be a nail in their foot,
a tack in their shoe, a stone
so,
in their
so
shoe.
So they say, and so they act like. Actually, Obama unloaded on Trump today, and the Brexit mentality during a press conference about the North American Union, by the way, or the North American Leader Summit, as they call it,
right?
Dealing with Canada, Mexico, and the United States, Obama implied that Trump is not really a populist and is instead exploiting people for his own gain. And he went on to say that he's a xenophobic statements.
Yep.
He is never fought on behalf of social justice, and he will continue to destroy and unravel what Obama has worked so hard to build, and also accused them of working against economic opportunity for workers and ordinary peoples through his constant tearing down of the trade deals that we have from NAFTA and GATT and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And this is very important.
Will they, Joe, will they? Even if Trump wins, if he... And again, I'm going to be very careful with my words. If Donald Trump is the nominee, because he is not the nominee yet, and if he is sworn in as president, notice how I'm saying this, and if he assumes the office of the president, this is Donald Trump, a lot of ifs there, does he have the power? And will he have the ability to curtail NAFTA, GATT, WTO, TPP, TPIP? Does he have that power? That's my question. Can it be done? Or will there be political warfare? Or even, I suppose, class warfare would be more appropriate, manifesting itself in the political sense. You see, these people on the radio that talk about the election, that talk about things. And you know what, folks? I God bless them, but I just, we've got to go much deeper. And yes, it's a spiritual matter. Yes, God is in control. No one should be subjugated by fear. No one. No one at all. Because we are protected through the blood of our Lord and Savior. However, in the real, in the physical, is what I'm talking about here. Although we have that protection, divine protection, we also live in the physical, exist in the physical. So while we should have no fear, that doesn't mean we should take a position of naivete. Please understand that. All right. You know what? We've got, we're gonna change gears here for just a few minutes here while we bring on Chance from American Survival Wholesale. And he is a routine frequent guest to talk about preparations. Now, very quickly, if you go to AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, that's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, folks, check out the Independence Day special. Because, ladies and gentlemen, our family, I'm urging every member of our family to take advantage of this special. It's a one-month food supply. 2016 Annual Independence Day, one-month food supply. We need to be prepared in the physical. Chance, come on board.
Blessings, Doug and Joe. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you, sir. What's on your heart?
Well, I tell you, tonight we're not going to talk about preparations. I've been led to share my testimony tonight, and I truly believe, guys, that there is someone out there that will benefit from this. And so, if I can, I would like to do that tonight. And then we will get into the Independence Day special, but first, I'd like to read a prayer that I wrote yesterday. And I have to tell you, I think it was penned mostly by the Holy Spirit, because I do not remember writing the second half of this prayer. So if you all would, please bow your heads and pray with me. Almighty Father, we come to you tonight, together as your remnant, to give you thanks for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Father, we ask that all who are listening tonight or later on be given the discernment to understand and act upon the current and future issues that will govern our actions as Christians. Father, we are so undeserving of the ultimate sacrifice you have made by sending your Son to die for us. But we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you and your kingdom. Please, Father, give us the courage to stand up for you, to stand up for our rights, to stand up against tyranny, to right the wrongs, to empower others with your word and our actions, to take responsibility for our own sins and be humbled to get down on our knees and repent. Lord, I thank you for our brothers, Doug and Joe Hagman. Please give their ministry the strength and fortitude to further your kingdom through their works and this broadcast. And these things we pray in your holy name. Amen.
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 Gentlemen, you know, I'm going to tell you guys a story. Some of our listeners who we have been working with for many years know part of this testimony and some don't. But I'm going to start at the beginning. When I was a very young man, I was raised a Catholic and was actually an altar boy. For many years, even then, at 9, 10, 11 years old, something in my spirit told me that it was wrong, that what the church was teaching us, our belief systems and their laws, were wrong. A few things in particular bothered me to the point where I couldn't get the answers to the questions that I needed. And so the first one was, why do I have to go into a confessional to confess my sins to a man so that he can go to God for me and ask for forgiveness? That did not make sense to me. Why, in our Catholic school, were we on our knees every morning praying to the Virgin Mary. That didn't make sense to me. One day, after services, I was putting things away, and a bishop had shown up to one of the services and started berating the priest, stating, "You did not follow the sermon that we gave you. You are not supposed to talk about what you want to talk about. You need to teach on what we are told, what you are told to teach." See, gentlemen, that's how, you know, many Christians, that's why they go away. That's why they leave the Lord. That's why they put their belief system behind them and they take another path. Now we're going to fast forward. I was 15 years old. And at that time, I believed that I knew everything, that my parents were absolute fools, that they were stupid. And I decided that I could do better on my own. So I moved out of my house when I was 15 years old, still going to high school, working a job on the side. And I remember this day like it was yesterday. One of the guys from school came by and said, "Hey, listen, we're going down to the plaza. It's a place where all the teenagers hung out. You want to come?" And I said, "Sure." So we all piled into this guy's car, and we headed down there, and we went to a local McDonald's. I was standing in line waiting to order, and I heard to the right of me a whole bunch of laughter. So the curiosity got the best of me, and I kind of leaned over to hear what they were laughing about, and I couldn't hear, so I took a sidestep. And apparently, one of the people sitting at this table noticed that I was doing that. And he said, "Son, come here." And I looked around, and there's kids my age sitting around this table, and they've got a bunch of books open, and there's this older man with a platter of cheeseburgers in front of him, and he said, "Are you hungry, son?" And I said, "Yes, but, you know, I'm getting ready to order some food right now." And he says, "Well, why don't you sit down here? I've got enough for you and everybody else." And I said, no. "I've got my buddies outside, and they're waiting for me." And he stood up, guys, and he put his hand on my right shoulder, and he said, "Son, I can't understand this, and you probably won't believe this, but I'm telling you this right now. If you get into that car tonight, you will not be here tomorrow." Chills ran up and down my spine, and I just knew in my spirit that he was right. So I sat down, and they were actually studying Job. And one of the guys came in and said, "Chance, are you ready to go?" And I said, no, I'm going to stay here." Well, they called me all the names that you would expect. But I stayed. At the end of the night, guys, something had changed in my spirit. I felt like there was a belonging, but I didn't understand yet what it was about. I knew that there was a fellowship there that I hadn't experienced in my entire life. So I went home and got awoken in the morning by my dad, who had come over to the place that I was staying. And he goes, "Chance, we've got police outside, and there's a bit of a problem. You need to come with me." So I go over to the house, and they basically explained to me that the car that I was in that night had flipped four times. Everyone in the car was dead except for one person who was in critical condition. But he was able to let, you know, the medical staff know, you know, who was in the car. My name was mentioned. Everyone was dead, including the person that was in what we call shotgun, right of the driver. That's where I was sitting. That experience changed me, and I started going to the same church that this youth group was going to, and I was saved. I was saved at 15 years old. I knew then that the Lord had a purpose from my life. However, I didn't know what it was, not until much later. We're going to fast forward. I joined the Navy. Oh, I'm sorry. First, I was an Eagle Scout for a while. I was a Boy Scout. I was an Eagle Scout for a while. Then I joined the Navy, and I was a SAR, search and rescue. Went to survival school, learned a lot of the survival techniques that we talk about on a regular basis. After spending years in the Navy, I also figured out very quickly that this is not where I want to hang my hat. This is not something that I want to do for the rest of my life and make a career of it, because there was just too much fraud, abuse, and waste. So I left the Navy, did some reserve time, and got into some high-end security work, bodyguard work, and that type of thing. Now we're going to fast forward many years later. I'm operating a another company at the time, and I was in the gym in California working out. And Joe, you know this story. I was on a machine called the leg press. Around me were many other people making loud noises, clanking weights, but all of a sudden the sound just stopped. And any time in my life up to that point, I knew that the Lord was about to speak. And here are the words that he spoke. You will prepare my children for things to come. What seemed like an hour was actually only probably about 15 seconds. I was so shooken that I left the gym, I went home, and I got on my knees, and I said, Lord, I don't understand. What is it that you want from me? Just like that. What is it that you want from me? That night, guys, every knot that I learned to tie in the Navy, every basket that I weaved in Boy Scout camp, every weapon that I fired as a security consultant, everything came back to me in that one night, and I got it. I just knew. You will prepare my children for things to come. I immediately started purchasing survival equipment. Put together my first bug out bag. The whole time I'd been listening to Hagman and Hagman. And I reached out to Doug one day and I said, listen, Doug, I've been listening to you for a long time. The Lord has led me to start this company. I've just built the website. We're not quite finished yet, but I would be proud to be a sponsor of your show. This is the crazy thing, and this is where God really has taken control of this company. And it is his company. This is the Lord's company. That night, Doug goes on the air, and he says, by the way, folks, I want to talk about our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They have stun guns. They have, guys, the e-commerce side of our website was not even finished. Now, this is years and years ago, was not even finished. I had people emailing me, placing orders. This was, in my words, a God thing. And I tell you, since then, the Lord has just taken over this company. The Bible Drive, this is what this was all about. The Bible Drive, we've sent out over 1,000 Bibles to countries like Turkey, where it's practically impossible to get a Bible into. The Veterans Outreach Program, this is all of the Lord. This was for his purpose. And I just, even to today, we just want to be his faithful servants. So a lot of folks don't know this story, and I hope that that has enlightened some. And that's it. So what do you think, guys?
Boy. reliving that. I remember that, Chance. I remember that time period. I remember speaking with you, and I remember that whole... the whole feeling in my spirit I got, and knowing time is short, knowing that we have to prepare our listeners and prepare people that we care about and love, and prepare ourselves as well for what's to come. Indeed, the entire event was a God thing. I don't know how else to describe it. And your testimony that you have graciously given Wow. you know, and that goes back to what I say, Chance, that everyone is here today, alive today, living today, for a specific purpose. They've got a mission. You've got a mission that you're fulfilling. And I believe God will smile upon us and shine upon those who are obedient and listening. And,
And Doug, I can't, you know, and I can't take any credit at all. You know, it's the Lord and my wonderful wife who's been here through it all, you know. I was married very young, right out of service, and stayed in a bad marriage for 12 years due to my Catholic upbringing. And after the divorce, you know, I got to admit, guys, I really was not looking to get into another relationship for quite a while, but I got to a point where I said, you know, I'm going to give this another shot, but this time I'm going to do it the right way. And I went to the Lord and I said, God, I only have one request for my wife, that she loves the Lord more than she loves me, because I did not have that in my first marriage. We didn't have that to share. I was in Hawaii working down there, and Doug, you've met my wife, Meryl. I was in Hawaii working down there, and I get a phone call from a sweet, sweet little voice, and she's calling my workplace, and she wants to pick up some tiles, some granite or something. And so I give her directions, and she shows up in this white outfit. Now, maybe it was just me. Maybe this is just the way I remember it, but I looked at her, and I'm telling you, I think that there was an angel walking through that door, because there was an aura around this beautiful, beautiful woman. It took everything that I had to remain professional. I took her out in the warehouse. I was showing her around, and she had her friend Chris with her. Chris was watching me. I didn't know this, and every chance I got, I was just looking her up and down like, wow, this woman is beautiful. And so Chris invites me out the very next night to go dancing and with Meryl. So we danced in the sand for hours and hours and hours. And the funny thing is, Meryl, after we sat down, she asked her friend right in front of me, is Chance here to close a deal? Now, guys, I've been working with developers. I don't really work with residential, right? So we work on big projects. And so I answer the question for her, no, I'm here to close a deal. I'm enamored by you. You know, to this day, guys, we have never been apart. To this day. See, God provides. The Lord provides. And he provided that angel for me.
And that's the way it happens. You know, God makes way for us, and he makes better friends and spouses than we can for ourselves.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
What a great story. What a great account. All right.
Well, listen, I know we don't have a lot more time, Doug, but I do want to talk about this Independence Day special. The folks that were around last year remember that this is probably the biggest food special, the most savings you're going to experience for the entire year. It's important to us on Independence Day to remember those in our past that have served and died for our freedom. So what we put together, me and the boys, put together a very generous one-month food packet, 380 servings of freeze-dried food with a 20-year shelf life, 380 servings. We are going to also send a Hagman & Hagman coffee mug projectile free of charge with every order. And we're going to offer this. This is, again, while supplies last, for $180, guys. 380 servings of food for $180. Listen to what's inside. You ready for this? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Cheddar cheese and green chili grits. Brown sugar and cinnamon oatmeal.
Oh,
creamy mashed potatoes, southern style. cheddar potatoes, mixed vegetables, peas, carrots, everything. Rice, orzo pilaf, hearty potato soup. That's delicious, by the way. Tagliatelle pasta, an all-natural granola that is amazing. Italian tomato pasta, chocolate pudding, Western-style chili, my absolute favorite. Just add a little bit of cayenne pepper. Is delicious. Veggie Alfredo, an orange drink mix, and freeze-dried fruit. So this is all comes out to be about 380 servings with the free Hagman & Hagman coffee mug for $180 while supplies last. Guys, I would suggest anybody listening, if you have been waiting for the right deal, go to American Survival Wholesale tonight. Go to the top right-hand corner of my website. Type in 2016. It will come up. You will see fireworks. You know that you're there.
And Chance, I really don't think, and folks, I don't think this is going to last much beyond this weekend. So do it. Again, let's be responsible. Let's be prepared. And this is the time to do it. $180. I mean, heck, for 380 servings. Yeah, that's a great deal. And we need to do this. That I think is probably your most generous offer. Not that previous offers were generous, but this definitely.
We're pleased. We're so pleased to offer it. I got to tell you, I have a bit of a backache today. I just we've already offloaded several trucks, so
we're ready. By the way, does this come in a bucket? Is it in a bucket? And are they Mylar bags? They're Mylar.
They are Mylar bags. Most of which are actually resealable, but they do come packaged in just a standard parcel, standard box.
Okay.
So they won't remove it. No bucket, but in a standard box. And then most of these packages are resealable. Once you open the product, if you'd like to try that Western chili, I would highly suggest it. Go ahead and seal it back up. Once the Mylar bag is open, though, you have about 6 months to use the balance of the product in the bag.
Okay. All right. But in totality, I mean, unopened 20 years shelf life, 20 years.
Correct.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, Chance, thank you so much, man. And thank you for your testimony, and thank you for making this special offer to everyone. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on and listening. Thank you for allowing me to share my testimony. It means a lot. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Folks, that was Chance from American Survival Wholesale, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Taking a little different turn, approach, tack tonight, talking not about preparation, but about
testimony.
His testimony. And it's
inspirational testimony.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had that happen to you where you were... either perhaps overwhelming feeling, I can't get in that car, or we're told by someone not to go because something bad would happen. You may not come back, or you wouldn't come back. Have you had that ever happen to you? I would say this. Listen to the little hairs on the back of your neck. Listen to that voice inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Folks, after the break, we are going to be joined by Flip Benham. He is a very well-known pastor. Recently, sometime in the last few weeks, there was a meeting of evangelical Christian leaders, as well as other members of the Christian media.
With Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And Mr. Benham was in attendance. Rick Wiles was there. As well as other people.
What was said in that meeting? What was said by Donald Trump in that meeting? You're going to find out.
Especially those Christians who want to know what Trump is saying his policies will be in regards to abortion, in regards to the Bible, freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
And Trump's own
Christianity.
Stay tuned,
because Flip has the information as he was there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.